Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Tzadi Beis, mitzvah 492, the second mitzvah here in Parsha Shoftim. Yesterday we discussed the mitzvah of Shoftim v'Shotrim, appointing judges, appointing Bati Dinim and Sanhedrin. And today we get to talk about the mitzvah, the Isser, of planting trees in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Torah here at the beginning of Shoftim, Losat HaMishpah Losakir Panim, after going through some of the halachas of a judge, then it goes into Pasach Chaf Aleph, Losita Lacha Asherah Kol Eitz. Do not plant an Asherah. Asherah is usually a tree associated with Avodah Zarah. Here, the halacha is Lav Dafka, it's any tree. Kol Eitz. Eitzel Mizbach Hashem Alokecha Shertaseh Lach. Next to the Mizbech. No trees next to the Mizbech. And then comes the Isser of Matzeva, which is the next mitzvah. So, no trees next to the Mizbech. What exactly is this Isser all about? Says the Sefer HaChinuch. Shalolin Toa Ilanos Bamigdash O Eitzel HaMizbeach. We are not allowed to plant trees in the Beis HaMikdash or next to the Mizbeach. V'alzeh Ne'amar Lo Sita Lecha Asher Kaleit Eitzel Mizbeach Hashem Alokecha. What is the reason for this Isser? So we'll have two suggestions. One he quotes from the Rambam. Interesting, he doesn't have his own suggestion here. This is a tough one. Trees are usually beautiful. Why don't you say that they're okay next to the Mizbeach? So, Kasava Rambam Zal. Lefi, Shekacha Yo'osim Ov the Avodah Zarah. Bibati Avodah Zarah Shalahem. As the Rambam writes many times in Mor Nevuchim. And here he writes it in Sefer HaMitzvos, that in the Bati Avodah Zarah, they planted trees. Shenotim Shami Lanos Yafim. Beautiful trees. Ukdela Harche Kaladoma Lahemi Machshavas B'nei Adam. Like the Rambam says, many Averos, many mitzvahs, or Averos, that have to do to counter Avodah Zarah, Dvash, and many of the Karbanis Bechlau, many Averos, the Rambam says, are to counter Avodah Zarah. So this is included. To be Marchik, to distance us from thoughts of Avodah Zarah, Habayla Avodah Zakal Barachu, B'makam we are not allowed to have any trees anywhere near there. Derech Agav, this is Pashas, the reason why Bizman Azeh, all the Arabs, planted all the trees in Har Abayis. Right? Because they must have a Misora that they know that we can't have trees on Har Abayis. So, Lahachis, there are so many trees there because they know this halacha, not consciously, but subconsciously in their culture. They know Losita Lacha Asherah, Kaleit Eitzel Mizbach Hashem Alokecha, and that's why they do it. If you look in the Meshechachma, we mentioned this in Parshashir in the past, has a totally different idea, an unbelievable idea. Ha'inyan says the Meshechachma, Ki Karbanos Af Kihem Achela Gadol Me'Atorah. Yes, Karbanos play a major role in our Avodas Hashem. V'Atorah Karasam Lachmi Li'Ishai Pamim Rabos, and the Torah even calls it my bread. Hashem says, this is my bread. I get special nachas ruach from all this bread. But we know, deep down, that nothing changes Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the Karbanos. We're not really giving him, capital H, anything. We're not. We know Mitzad HaMuskal, ki abore kol eno nizon mu'uma. Hashem doesn't get fed, even though it's called his bread. Ve'nosa boshim shleimas chalila mipilos ha'nivraim. Hashem is not mushlam, he's not perfected and completed, chas v'shalom, by mankind. V'hu ba'atzmuso b'lo shinui, k'mo sh'ayat terem himsi ha'nipsos. Hashem is the same now as he was before he created the world. Nothing's changed. V'chein afligo ha'nevi'im. And that's what the Nevi'im emphasized many times. And therefore, Karbanos, when we say we're being makriv something, that is not really true in the way that we use those words, because we have no other way to describe it. But really, we're not giving anything to Hashem. Ulafim Hashem Miko Azara Mukubalim. Really, what is going on here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to do it, but it doesn't give him anything, so to speak. And that's why Ben Azai points out at the end of Maseches Menachos, if you look throughout the beginning of Vayikra, what name of Hashem is associated with Karbanos? Not Elokim, only Yudkei Vavkei. Why? Because Elokim and Kel both reflect a connection to human beings. Elokim is Midas Adin, Kel is Midas Harachamim, but they both are names of Hashem that have to do with the interdependence that people have with him. Yudkei Vavkei is Hayahob Eviyah. It's independence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always here. That's the only name used in the Parsha of Tzivui HaKarbanos. Why? To emphasize to us that Hashem's unchanging. He's giving us the Karbanos as Tzivuyim, but really he is unchanging. Ki hu morel hayuto nimsa mechuyab b'mitziuso hu mahaveh umamsi kol. And therefore, because of this, says the Meshechachma, we understand our Avera. And that is what? Hashem is unchanging. What the Mizbeach, says the Meshechach, but is the symbol of all Karbanos. The Mizbeach is not allowed to be made out of wood. Right? Mizbeach is made out of avanim. Why a stone? Because a stone is unchanging. If you water a stone, nothing happens. Okay, after hundreds of thousands of millions of years, you could make a little dent on the stone. But really, stone, you don't water stone and it grows. You water plants and it grows. You water anything in the plant kingdom. Right? You feed an animal. All of that grows. But the domimim, they don't grow. That's why the Mizbeach has to be made out of rock, out of stone, to give us the message that just like this rock is unchanged, so too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unchanged by having the karbanos. He doesn't change. Yadua ki adomim eino nizom veino nitosath, ki huis arvus chalakim v'yesodos domim shutim, v'asher nimsa ki yigdala evin. If a stone gets bigger, it's only because dirt got on top of it, and it got a thicker layer. It didn't reproduce by itself. That's unlike the growers, the plant life. Nizonim ugdelim umosifet shlemus bechiosam tamid. But plant life, you water them and they grow. Says the Meshech Chachma. Stone is the only material being allowed to be used for the Mizbeach, and no trees next to the Mizbeach. No trees, because a tree reflects something that if you do something to it, it's affected by it, and that's the exact opposite message that we want to give. Lazen emar. Losita lachashira kal eitz. Why? Eitz amazaka shabal kecha kikolin yemizbeachu ain't sorech lo chalila. Veino shum hazana etzlo. Rakhu tsarchacha v'toali yutcha. And that's why he even explains beautifully the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, where the Gemara says, if I appoint a judge that it is an inappropriate judge, kol dayan. Sorry, where's the line? If a person appoints a judge, let me find the exact lashon. Oh, kol amamid dayan she'eino hagun kiilu mamid asheira eitzel mizbeach. The Gemara says if I appoint a judge that is not appropriate, it's like planting a tree next to the mizbeach. What is the connection between those two ideas? Says the Meshech Chachma. What did I just explain? The tree next to the mizbeach is about the mizbeach is stone. It's unchanging, like Hashem is unchanging from the karbanos, and that is. Why? We're not allowed to have a tree. A judge who takes bribes, a judge is supposed to be unchanging. A judge is supposed to be like that rock. Doesn't matter what you do to the judge is not going to change. He's going to be objective. So if I appoint a judge that's inappropriate, I appoint a judge that is changing based on the money that you slip him under the table, that's like planting a tree next to the Mizbeach. Either way, that's a Meshech Chachma, a totally new idea, an insight into this Isser. So again, we have the Rambam, who says it's the distance of Avodah Zarah, and we have the Meshech Chachma, which is the deeper idea. Okay, let's continue now. Midini HaMitzvah. What are some of the halachas of this mitzvah? Masha Amru, Zechorim Lavracha. The Sifri says, She'ein ha'isser benotia ilan eitzel mizbeach mamish kipshata kasuf. It's not only, this is not only next to the actual mizbeach, ela afa notia b'chola azara loke. Right? All the azara, the entire azara is included in the isser da'araisa. She'b'chol azara nikra eitzel mizbeach. Right? As we mentioned before, you know, the aravim are makpid. That all the areas which might be included, they plant trees all over the place on Har HaBayis. Right? So the Azara is included in the Issur D'Oraisa because that is all called Eitzel HaMizbeach. Ubein Hanotea Ilan Ma'achal, O Ilan Srak, whether it's a fruit tree or a fruit that does not give off any fruit. Hakol Bechlalo Issur V'lokalem, that's an Issur D'Oraisa. Asur Daraisa to plant these trees. V'yodamru Chachamim Legeder Issur Zeh, the Chachamim that added on. In Isser Drabanan is to have any wooden structure in the Azara. Let's say I want to make a nice shaded area. You know, there's no roof. Sometimes it gets pretty sunny in Yerushalayim. I want to make a shaded area in the Azara so the Kohanim can have a little shade when they're doing the Shechita of the Kachim. Right? So, you know how to do that. At least not out of wood. Sha'asr la'asos achadra'o shel eitz b'migdash kederach sha'osu b'nei adam m'chatzroseyem. Like people make in their yards. The avo bishu bibinya v'lobinatiyah. Even though you're not planting anything, you're just building something on a drabana level that's included in this isser as well. Even binyan if it's not natiyah. Shenemar kol eitz. Ela kol hasavachos v'achadros hayotzas v'naksav shayim b'mikdash shel evin hayu. Any type of platform, any type of bench in the base of mikdash, there are no wooden benches in the Azara. No place to sit down. Well, you're not allowed to sit down in the Azara anyway. And Yeshiva Bazar al Machos Beis David Bilvad. But even let's say you were from Machos Beis David, no wooden benches, only stone sections that stuck out of the walls. Good, that's what the Sefer Chinuch says. The halachas. V'noeg iser zeh. When is this iser? Noeg bein v'zachar bein menakevis. Men or women are both included in this. Oh, just to mention one point, I forgot to mention the Chinuch holds that the azara is daraisa and wooden items are also are drabanan. The Minchas Chinuch mentions in those bays that Das HaRambam Barav Mechabit Lavze Ubazara Dafka. What about Harabayas? Outside. What about Harabayas? Right on the other side of the Kotel. Right, is that in Isser D'Orais or in Isser D'Rabbanan? So the Chinuch and the Rambam don't mention it. So Pashas, they all, that's an Isser D'Rabbanan. But the Kesef Mishnah points out, it's really a Machlokas Tanoim, and the Rambam's Paskin like one day. But there are other days in the Tanoim that hold that even on Harabayas is an Isser D'Orais. Okay, let's talk about, get back to what we said before. So the Isser applies to men and women. V'yafilu bizman hazeh. Hanote ilon b'chol ha'azara chayev malkus. Even bizman hazeh. If somebody plants a tree, today, somebody goes, gets into the azara, that one is chayev malkus for planting that tree. The Minchas Chinuch here wonders, does that really apply? Is that really true? That it's asur d'oraisa today, according to the Ravid. Which Ravid? So, famous Ravid. The Ravid tells us in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Well, we'll start with the Rambam, and then we'll get to the Ravid. But the Ravid is somewhat more famous than the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, famous Rambam, that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash applies even today. That's why we can't walk onto the Beis HaMikdash today. Even if politically it would all be mutter, we can't go there, because we're all Tamei. And it's usher to go there, says the Rambam. Uba ben es kasha k'mikdusha rishona shekisha Shlomo. What made it holy when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash? Shehu kidesh ha'azara v'Yerushalayim l'shaita v'kidesh osan la'asalavo. This kedusha bizman hazeh, says the Rambam. Lefichach, therefore, the Rambam holds, based on Tanoim, makriv and akarbanos kulan afalpi she'en sham bayis banui. Theoretically, if we could get a mizbeach in the exact spot that the mizbeach is supposed to be, it's an exactitude where the mizbeach is supposed to be. It's where the Akedah took place, and when Noach brought a carbon, and Adam brought a carbon, and Yaakov had his dream. All of those, if we know exactly where it is, we'd be able to bring a carbon today, even without a Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because the kedusha is still there. V'ochlin kachi kachim b'chol ha'azara ava mishi chareva, and we can eat kachi kachim even though it's desolate. Ve'ne mukefes mochitza, and you can eat kachim kalin or Yerushalayim. Why? She kedusha rishona kitcha l'shaita v'kitcha l'asilava. That's the shita of Rambam. The original kedusha of Shlomo HaMelech when he went into the Beis HaMikdash, it is forever. The Rambam adds on. We'll mention this now because we're here. But the Rambam does mention though that the kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael was not niskadish from the time of Yoshua bin Nun. That's the next halach on the Rambam, where the Rambam says that the Kedusha Rishona of Yerushalayim, that stays forever. When Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, that was it. But the Kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael was Nisbatel, when Bnei Yisrael went into Golus after Churban Bayis Rishon. Then it came back by Churban Bayis Sheni, and then it stayed. Kedusha Shnia Kishila Silavo. But not Kedusha Rishona. What's the difference? The Rambam adds, and then we'll get to the Ravid. V'lamani Omer B'mikdash V'Yerushalayim Shekedusha Rishona Kedusha Silavo. Why do I say around the Mikdash in Yerushalayim it's forever? U'Kedusha Shar Eretz Yisrael Linyin Shvius U'Maisros Lo Kishila Silavo. Says the Rambam. L'fisha Kedusha HaMikdash V'Yerushalayim Mipnei HaShchina. Why is Yerushalayim? Why does the Beis HaMikdash have Kedusha? Because of the Hashras HaShchina in that spot. The Shchina Eina Betela. And the Shchina, once it rested in that spot, is never Batel. Unlike Har Sinai, where the Shchina went there, but inherently for a temporary time period. Once the Shchina rested here, Beis HaBechira, as we spoke about in 2 days ago's mitzvah, Beis HaBechira versus Beis HaMikdash, once Hashem rested there, that's it. It's there forever. Masha'enkin, the rest of Eretz Yisrael, it was based on a kibush, a conquering, and once they were conquered themselves, so then that does not last anymore. Even the Rambam does agree that the second Kedusha stays, because that was based on Chazakah. Again, not for now, we discussed that in the past, what's the difference between Kibush and Chazakah. But why are we here? We're here for the Ravid. The Ravid on this Rambam, that says that Kedusha Rishona was Kitchel Asilavo, says the Ravid, Svaras Atzma Huzeh. This is the Rambam's own Svara. V'lo yadati mi'ayin lo. I have no idea where the Rambam got this from. What's a machlokas tanan? But I don't know where the Rambam got that from. Ubikama makomos b'mishnah. Many places in the Mishnah we find that it's lo kitchel asilavo. And there's no difference between Yerushalayim and the rest of Eretz Yisrael. And if you say lo kitchel asilavo by the rest of Eretz Yisrael, you say the same thing by the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Ravid adds, Lefishaya Yodea Ezra, because Ezra knew when Ezra went up, Shah Mikdash Vyushalaim Asidam Lhishtanos, Ulehis Kadesh Kiddush Acher, Olami, Bekavod Hashem Lolam. Then the Ravid adds his two lines, that much ink has been spilled on these two lines of the Ravid. First one is just a cool line, Kach Niglem Misod Hashem Li Reyav. What does that mean? I had a secret vision from heaven about this sugya, says the Ravid. Sod Hashem li Reyav. Hashem gave me a secret vision. Okay, the Ravid writes that a few times. In Ilchus Lulav, he writes it a few times. But then he has the one that's important for us. Lefichach hanichnas ata sham ein bo kares. That's the language of the Ravid. If you go onto Har HaBayis today, if I walk onto the Kodesh Kodashim today, says the Ravid, there's no kares. So the question is, what does he mean? What does it mean that there is no kares? So some achronim say, well, maybe he means it's mutter. He means it's mutter. And they link this with a Me'iri. We know the Me'iri and the Ravid were both from Provence, southern France. And there's a Me'iri in Maseches Shvuos, on Daf Tes Zayin, where the Me'iri says, I don't think the Me'iri was ever in Eretz Yisrael, the Me'iri says, the minog that we've heard about is that people walk on Har HaBayis today. The Me'iri quotes that as a minog. V'ya minog pashal likane sham. He quotes the Ravid, and then he quotes the Minigas to go there. Okay, but Rov Achronim assume that the Ravid doesn't really mean it's mutter. Because what's the Ravid's Lashon? There's no kares. He doesn't say mutter. He says there's no kares. Sounds like it's there are many things that are Asa Daraisa without kares. And there are Rayas. For example, the Rambam talks about Mora Mikdash. The fact that we have to have Mora, or we can't go to Beis HaMikdash with a wallet or shoes, v'chulu. The Rambam quotes that halacha. The Ravid does not argue there. The Ravid should argue. Why does the Ravid argue? If there's no mitzvah, there's no kedushas hamikdash today, they should say there's no mitzvah more mikdash. The Rambam quotes it in Perek Zayin and Ilchas Beis HaBechira. Afal bisha mikdash hayom charav ba'avonoseinu chayva de b'moro. And there are other halachas that the Rambam mentions. For example, shchute chutz, if somebody is shochet a karban, bizman hazeh b'chutz chayiv, because it's royally karav bifnim. What do you mean? According to the Ravid should argue, no, it's not royally karav bifnim, because there's no kedusha today. So that's why Ruba de Ruba of the Achronim assume that the Ravid does not mean it. The Ravid also agrees it's usser. But for some reason, you don't get kares. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch right here, he says, does this issur of planting trees in the base of English apply today? So he says, according to the Ravid, I'm not so sure it applies. That's the Minchas Chinuch. He seems to understand that the Ravid is saying there is no Kedusha. But according to Rova Poskim, Rova Achronim, like we're saying, even the Ravid would agree this Kedusha. For some reason, you don't get Karis. Rav Zsolti has a beautiful piece. All of the Achronim wrote about this in 1967. The Tzitz Eliezer and Rav Zsolti and Rav Adi Yosef, that's when it became Lamaisa. So that's when they were all, when we got the Kotel back, after the Six-Day War, so that's when they wrote all of these halachic ma'amarim related to the Kedusha of Har HaBayis. So there, based on other sources, Rav Zsolti writes, well, maybe there's two types of Kedushos. Because after all, just to quote one of the Rayas, we find that the Rambam quoted that Shlomo HaMelech sanctified the Beis HaMikdash. There's a Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Chav Dalet, which says that David HaMelech sanctified the Beis HaMikdash. Was it David or was it Shlomo? David didn't build it. Explains Rav Zsolti, and others say it in their own way also, there are two kedushos that the Beis HaMikdash has. There's what's called kedushas makom, and there's kedushas mechitzos. There's the kedusha of the makom, which David HaMelech already sanctified when he bought the land, and then kedushas mikdash that Shlomo HaMelech imbued in it when the Beis HaMikdash was actually built. But even without that mikdash, there's kedushas makom. And maybe what the Ravid is saying is that kares is totally on kedushas mikdash, and not kedushas makom. While other poskim say no, kares is totally on kedushas makom, and the makom is still the makom, and therefore it would still be usher to go on it. Either way, the Minchas Chinuch brings up that Ravid. It gave us a chance to talk about that Ravid, and now we move on. The other important issue to talk about here is, we know this is an issur of planting. The Minchas Chinuch in Oz Gimel, again, quotes a huge chiddush, but it's not a chiddush because he said it before. So it's Lushitaso at least. He says, look what I wrote back in Hilchas Shabbos about Zoreya, and I think the same thing applies here. The Minchas Chinuch holds that if I put a seed in the ground on Shabbos, and then 10 minutes later I pick up the seed, I have already violated the Isser D'Oraisa of Zoreya. It's too late, I'm chayav a karbon. I picked up the seed 10 minutes after I put it onto the ground. The Minchas Chinuch says, so what? There's no malacha that is delayed except for one. By every malacha, you kill, you color, you clean, you plow. The Gemara never mentions that Zoreya is a delayed malacha. No Gemara, the Gemara mentions it by one malacha. Shabbos Daf Gimel, the Gemara mentions it by Bishul. If I put food on the fire and I take it off the fire before it cooks, then I'm not chayav on Shabbos. I didn't do anything on Shabbos. So the Gemara says it there. So Rov Achronim, the Rishash in Shabbos Daf Ayin Gimel, says that the same thing applies by Zoreya. If I pick up the seed before it takes root, then I didn't do anything. It's result-oriented, just like Bishul. Says the Menachas Chinuch, no, the Gemara Nevin says it by Zoreas, so I don't think it's true. And therefore the Menachas Chinuch says, unbelievable. If I plant something in the ground, and 5 minutes, and I have Kavani even maybe, to pick it up in 5 minutes, and then I pick it up, I already violated the Issa Daraisa of planting. Says the Menachas Chinuch, look what I wrote there, and I think the same thing applies here. If I plant a tree next to the Mizbech, and then I uproot the seed, before it takes any root, I already violated the Issa Daraisa. That's what the Menachas Chinuch says. Takef al anatiya chaya veinsor klita dafka. You don't need the taking root. Kamo shaka safti le'inyan Shabbos. U le'inyan kilayim. Afilu chazer v'likim na'aris. Even if I then picked it up from the ground before it took root, mikol makom kfar avar al hanatiya kain niret pasha. That's what I think is true. Again, a huge chiddush, but the Menachas Chinuch at least is l'shitaso. Again, planting any type of tree next to the mizbeach is aser d'orais. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We are into the 490s as we continue. Next time we'll talk about the Isser of Matseva, which relates to Yaakov Avinu building a Matseva and the Avos keeping the Torah. So, Be'ez Hashem, that'll be next time.